Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to another edition of Sports Urban Legend, along with my co-host, Macaulay Matthew. I'm, of course, William Ramo. Hey, what's up, Mac? How you doing?
Hey, what's up? How's everybody doing out there?
Hopefully, you know, doing all right, you know, especially after the heat we faced in New York City yesterday. Hallelujah, the weather is a lot better than it was yesterday.
Oh, yeah, a little breeze today.
Yeah, that's what we need. And what we also need is what we always do on this show, Sports Urban Legend. We talk sports, entertainment, everything else. You know, nothing's off limits. We throw everything, including the kitchen sink, and we're going to talk on everything that's important in the world of sports. And, of course, we're going to lead off with the NBA playoffs as Game 5 is about to, you know, start in a few hours from now. You know, the series is tied 2-2. We'll talk more about that. We'll talk about the Stanley Cup between the Tampa Bay Lightning and the Chicago Blackhawks. We'll talk baseball, you know, basketball, whatever, you know. And, of course, as usual, we're going to end off with a little WWE. talk about the give our thoughts about the upcoming you know, pay-per-view event, Money in the Bank, and unfortunately the passing of Dusty Rhodes. But of course, the number is 917-388-4189. That's 917-388-4189. So feel free to give your thoughts. And with that in mind, let's tip off with a little NBA. And it looks like, as we suspected, this series is going seven, or at the very minimum six. Well, obviously it's going six because it's even up 2-2. And yep. The Cavaliers got a major blow, you know, other than Irving getting hurt, you know, out for the rest of the year, you know, with the knee injury. Their hero, LeBron James, suffered a, you know, serious injury, a head injury during the game. You know, he collided with a cameraman during the game and had a huge gash on his head. And, you know, the Cavs did all they could. But, you know, the Warriors used their youth and speed, and they just, you know, outgunned and outran the Cavaliers. So, you know, the Cavs are hoping today is a new day, and they're hoping for another, you know, they could turn it around and get a 3-2 lead. And, of course, you know, the Warriors, you know, they came out to play game four. They're gonna run with the same formula and try to outgun them and drain some threes. And hopefully, you know, they're hoping, Curry's hoping he could get that first title.
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, Warriors, they played the solid ball that we saw them play in the regular season. Solid ball that helped them win 67 games. They shot the three. They got open shots. They passed the ball well, ran the ball. They didn't, settle down for half-court jump shots and half-court offense, because this is a full-court team. They like to run it, you know, and get out and open. And they did that a lot in game four. And big thing, they finally double and triple-teed LeBron, because the first three games of the series, I kept wondering to myself, why aren't they throwing any double teams at him? They're just letting him go man-to-man against these guys. And he's killing them. He's scoring like 40 points every night. So game four, they finally throw a double and triple team. And, you know, LeBron, you know, all he could do was pass the ball to his teammates. Some of his teammates couldn't convert on them, especially J.R. Smith, who only scored 4 points in that game four. And J.R. Smith has been playing horrible in this series so far.
He has been. As good as he was in the Eastern Conference final, that's how horrible he's been. He's regressed to his Knicks form this year lately.
Yeah, I mean, because right now Cavaliers need another guy to help out LeBron, and that guy has to be JR. And if JR doesn't start stepping up, then this series might be over in the next two games.
You're right about that.
And also, another former Knick, David Lee, they finally played him a lot in game four. And, you know, the guy can produce. You see the guy adds another big body to the Warriors. He can rebound, play a little defense, score in the post a little. So I think adding him in game four, you know, that helped him out a lot.
Yeah, I mean, that goes without saying. I mean, we, you know, me and you, are, you know, as Knicks fan, are very, you know, familiar with David Lee. I mean, this guy is a hustle-type player. You know, to me, in my opinion, you know, I thought, you know, during his tenure with the Knicks, he was like the David Wright of the Knicks. You know, and they're friends, and they were close friends. I mean, I assume they still are. You know, when both of the guys were playing in New York. So, you know, I thought, you know, the guy is a hustle guy. Very talented guy, blue collar guy. I mean, yeah, I was surprised too. Like your valid point you were making about LeBron and Lee. I mean, but Lee should have been playing a lot more. You know, he's always going to bring that effort on, you know, on both ends of the floor. And also, like you were mentioning about the Cavs, actually, you know, double and triple teaming him. I mean, that's a no-brainer. That's NBA 101. I mean, LeBron is not one of the best players in the game. He is the best player in the game.
Mm-hmm.
You have to double, triple team him. I don't care if Kyrie Irving is healthy or not. And especially with Kyrie Irving hurt, Love, you know, dealing with injuries as well. I mean, you got to double and triple team that guy and challenge the other guys like J.R. Smith and Shumpert and Della. What's the name of that guy? They nicknamed Deli. Della. I forgot how you pronounce that guy's name.
Dellalova.
Dellalova. You know, you gotta let those guys, you know, try to challenge those guys to beat you. I mean, Dellanova, however you pronounce his name.
Dellanova.
Dellanova.
Yeah.
He's been producing, you know, but you know they need, you know, they the Cavs need to produce, you know, they need to step up, you know.
They
can run. Yeah.
You look tired. Dellanova dehydrated from, you know, after that game 3 win. You know, they could run out of gas. And tonight, Warriors are going to be back home in front of their home crowd where they're almost unbeatable, although they did lose game 2 in this finals at home. But, and Warriors, you're probably going to see the same thing that you saw in game 4, run and gun.
No doubt, man. No doubt about that, man. This is gut check time, you know. Cavs got to win this game, or else they're gonna go out in 6.
Yeah.
It seems like. But yeah, this is, you know, this is gonna be as we suspected. This is a classic series. You know, most of these games are close. You know, high scoring. You know, it's gonna be interesting to see what happens tonight.
Definitely is. I still got my money on Warriors. Hopefully. They could win these next 2 and finish the series off.
Yeah, I'm hoping the Warriors win too. But we'll see what happens with that, you know. But switching gears, the NHL Stanley Cup, the Chicago Blackhawks, they're up in the series 3-2 after their big win, 2-1 win yesterday. And basically, they're one win away from, you know, winning a title that they won a few years ago.
Yeah.
And I don't know if you heard, but CM Punk and Hulk Hogan had a feud because of this.
What?
Yeah. Apparently, Hulk Hogan, was talking smack. He's apparently rooting for the Tampa Bay Lightning. And, he was talking smack about CM Punk leaving WWE, you know. And he was, you know, because, you know, he took a shot at CM Punk because CM Punk, you know, is a huge Chicago Blackhawks fan. I mean, that goes without saying. I mean, the guy, you know, he promoted it even when he was as a member of WWE because, you know, the guy's from Chicago.
Right.
So CM Punk promo on him, a video, basically – you know, questioning, you know, Hulk Hogan's, fandom for the Lightning. You know, he thinks he's jumping off the bandwagon again. And basically, to paraphrase what he said, he's going to whoop Hogan's butt. And I'm trying to remember what else he said. He was basically saying that, he got the Lightning head coach name wrong, John Cooper. He said something else. I can't remember what the last name he said. And basically, he claims that Hulk Hogan is jumping on the bandwagon, you know, because of the success of the Tampa Bay Lightning.
Wow.
So yeah, he was standing. He was like, Punk was, at one of the games, and he was, he was surrounded by his fellow Blackhawks fans, and he basically, the immortal Hulk Hogan.
Wow, interesting.
So that's another storyline that happened during this Stanley Cup, and now the Lightning's gonna try to even up this series, you know, after they previously eliminated our Rangers in the playoffs. So will it be for nothing?
Yeah, tomorrow's game 5, right? Game 6.
No, game 6. If they don't come back, what they did in the Eastern Conference Finals will be for nothing.
Yeah.
And Ben Bishop's performance will basically be forgotten because in sports, people don't care about, second place. People only talk about champions, so
yeah,
we'll see what happens. But moving on, let's talk baseball here. And the Mets are, you know, they were facing their rival team, the Braves. Friday night, they defeated the Braves. Saturday they blew a game, you know, because they Familia was hurt. I mean, actually he wasn't hurt. He was on paternity leave, even though he was technically in. He was still in the ballpark, but he recently gave birth. So technically, I don't think he was on paternity leave. But
who gave birth?
Familia, his wife gave.
His wife gave birth. Okay, I thought.
So he wasn't available, you know, yesterday, even though I believe he was still at the ballpark. But they were giving him a break. So
I see.
And not to mention, Lagares also was also on, I think, paternity leave also. But he pinch hit on Saturday. But needless to say, since Familia didn't pitch on Saturday, basically the Mets bullpen, they blew the lead in the ninth. And Mets end up losing that game in extra innings, I think in the 11th. But today was another story. Mets was being beat up by the Braves in the final game of the series, you know, the rubber game. Basically, G had a horrible game. He was beat up badly. I mean, you know, the pitching gave up 8 runs. I think he gave up 7 of the 8 runs. And basically, the Mets bullpen, surprisingly, held down the fort. Mets hit 4 home runs, highlighted by Derek Cecchini. I forgot how you pronounce the guy's name. Cicciolani. He hits his first major league home run. And also, Juan Lagares, the aforementioned Juan Lagares, hits a 3-run home run, which proved to be the game winner. And the Mets won by the final score of 10-8.
High scoring game.
I know. This is definitely not a game that's going to be that's going to be a Met classic.
Yeah.
But you know, they did come back. Granderson had a good game at the plate. He hit 3 for 5, like Lagares, and Granderson scored 2 runs. And you know, the Mets, you know, they continue their dominance against their division. And right now they lead the Nationals by a half game as we speak. And speaking of the Nationals, their star player Bryce Harper got injured. He got hit by a pitch on Saturday on the knee. So.
Oh, wow.
That's something, you know, to keep your eye out on.
Yeah.
You know, they need Bryce Harper. You know, he's the star player of the team.
Yeah, that's a power guy.
But, you know, hopefully Mets can, you know, like today, have games where they can score some offense, because the pitching has, it's been a little shaky lately. I mean, even Harvey hasn't been dominant. Harvey probably had maybe one dominant start out of his last 3 or 4 starts. And Harvey's given up more home runs this year than he did all of, you know, in his career, basically. Like, he's given up at least, I lost count. Like, I think 2013 he gave up 7 or so. This year he gave up at least 10 or so. I can't even remember how many home runs he's given up this year. So, you know, it's probably because he's, you know, trying to adjust after, you know, missing the year from Tommy John surgery. But, yeah, we'll see if Harvey can regroup. Because the Mets pitching, you know, it hasn't been as solid as it's been in the beginning of the season when they were completely dominating, you know, the hitters. So we'll see what happens. And moving on, you know, crosstown, the Yankees, The Yankees, I believe, they won earlier today. And what's your thoughts on the Yankees so far? They've been hot lately.
Well, not hot the past few games. They lost three in a row. And today, this game, they had to have it today. Because, I mean, you have a division opponent. There's no way you could get swept by the division opponent and let that opponent back into this division race. But the Yankees managed to salvage this final game of the series and win it 5-3. John Ryan Murphy had a good game. He had a two-run double in the fifth inning that gave the Yankees the lead for good. Adam Warren, who pitched for us, lasted 4 2/3 innings. He gave up 3 runs and 6 hits. And then the bullpen came in and shut the Orioles up for the next 4-something innings. Betances got the save. Betances has been lights out. This guy's going to be a future closer. He's like 4-0 with a point-something ERA. This guy's like, going to be unstoppable. If he ever gets promoted as closer,
Yeah, no doubt. Prior to the Orioles series, the Yankees, they were pretty hot. They were winning series, but yeah, the Orioles have, really kept them in check, especially highlighted by that Friday night game.
Yeah,
they beat up on the Yankees badly, but the only bright spot was Mason Williams hit his first career home run in front of his family in Baltimore. So
yeah.
But the Yankees, they get the win today, and they're hoping that, this will be the first of many wins and starting a winning streak.
Yeah, yeah. I think we play the Marlins next, so hopefully we beat up on them. And there's news that Ivan Nova is going to, hopefully be headed back to the rotation very soon. Right now he's pitching in the minors. I think today he had he pitched 6 innings and allowed 1 run. So hopefully he'll be back in rotation pretty soon in the next several weeks.
Yeah, that's definitely something, if he stays healthy, he's definitely a guy who could help, solidify that rotation. For sure.
Yeah.
But, let's move on to something more serious. And unfortunately, we got to talk about the passing of, the late Dusty Rhodes, the American Dream. That's away a few days ago.
Yeah, unfortunate. WWE Hall of Famer passed away. Yep. He fell. I think they said he fell and he ended up passing away from injuries sustained from that fall.
Mm-hmm. And, the guy is a former NWA champion, he's the son of a plumber. And, of course, his sons, Cody Rhodes, and who's now known as Stardust, and, of course, Goldust, a.k.a. Dustin Rhodes / Reynolds. Dusty Rhodes leaves a huge legacy, in the business. And,
yeah.
Rest in peace.
Rest in peace, the American Dream.
Yep. And, on that same day, around that time, Christopher Lee, he was a legendary actor also. He was in Lord of the Rings.
Yeah.
He was in a James Bond movie. He was also Count Dooku in the Star Wars trilogy. The Star Wars, episode 1-3. Actually, episodes 2 and... that's another legend that passed away, recently. So, rest in peace to him as well.
Rest in peace.
But, let's sticking with entertainment, of course, WWE. Tonight is the Money in the Bank. And now Dean Ambrose has a shot to officially win the title if he can defeat his longtime nemesis and former Shield brother, Seth Rollins. And it's going to be in a ladder match. Who do you think is going to win this game, this match right now?
Tonight in that ladder match, I think, wow. I think Roman Reigns is going to win it.
No, not Roman Reigns. You mean, you're talking about the regular ladder match.
Yeah, the Money in Bank ladder match.
Oh, yeah, I was talking about the regular ladder match between Seth Rollins and Dean Ambrose. But, yeah, let's talk about the Money in the Bank match, the regular Money in the Bank ladder match. It is confusing. The Money in the Bank ladder match where you compete, for the briefcase. The Money in the Bank ladder match. I don't know. I'm kind of torn. I mean, because I think Roman Reigns, I could clearly see him winning, but he's a good guy. Unless if he turns heel, it would make more sense for me for him to win it. I don't know.
Yeah.
I can't see a good guy winning the Money in the Bank.
You can't. You said you can't see a good guy winning it.
Yeah, I mean, most of the time that I could think of.
Most of the guys in this are good guys, if you think about it.
Well, yeah, but I'm saying, like, historically, you know, when the guys win the Money in the Bank, it's usually bad guys or bad guys who turn face after, you know, after they cash in. Like, I'm trying to think. Dolph Ziggler, he was a bad guy. He cashed it in, and then he turned into a face.
Yeah.
Miz, of course, he won it as a bad guy.
Those were the times when we had a good guy as a champion. Right now, we have a bad guy as a champion, though.
Yeah, you make a very valid point. You make a very valid point. That is true, because around those times, there was a bad guy. So, you know what? I guess you convinced me. I'm gonna agree with you. I'm gonna pick Roman Reigns because you do make a valid point. All those other times were when there was heel, you know,
a good guy champion.
Yeah, especially John Cena at those points.
I mean, some of the bad guys in Adams winning the champ. I mean, Kofi Kingston. I don't think so.
Yeah, I don't see Kofi Kingston. He would need a lot of New Day help for him to win that.
Sheamus? I don't think so.
Yeah.
It's possible with Sheamus, but I don't think.
It's possible with him, but because it looks like, you know, they're trying to make him serious, but I don't know. I'm not taking him seriously.
Nah. And Kane, that's a possibility. You know.
They might as well put R-Truth in the match, man. Shoot. Kane won it years ago, you know, the Money in the Bank, and he cashed it that same night. I think it was for the ECW title, if my memory serves me right.
Yeah.
But, I don't take Kane seriously anymore either, especially if he's facing John Cena, even though John Cena is not in that.
Yeah.
But, I think Roman Reigns will win it, you know, because I mean, Bray Wyatt should have been in that match. He wasn't in there.
Yeah.
Wade Barrett should have been in that match, but he's going to fight R-Truth, who also should have been in this match. This match kind of leaves people to be desired, basically. Because,
yeah. Yes.
You know, they have some top guys, and they're not even in the Money in the Bank. So, yeah, I think I agree with you. I think Roman Reigns is going to win. Speaking of top guys, Kevin Owens versus John Cena. I could see this one going either way. I could see John Cena tying it, but it would be better if Owens wins another match to build up the rivalry. Because if John Cena wins it, you know, that's kind of going to kill kind of his momentum a little bit.
I see Cena winning it. I see Cena winning it, and, yeah, I mean, I don't think you can't keep making John Cena fight opponents three or more times in a row.
Yeah, I know. I agree. I mean, I think they should have held back on the rematch, like, until SummerSlam.
Yeah.
I think they pushed it too far. I think they put it too early. Two weeks away, which is tonight. Yeah, but I see John Cena is going to win.
I think
agree.
So.
John Cena is going to win. Even though to me, it would make more sense for Kevin Owens to beat him again, and then afterwards, when they face off a third time, then you have John Cena, defeat him.
But, yeah.
Yeah, sticking with WWE, you know, I'm pretty sure the knee-jerk reaction is to have John Cena win again. So, you know, the little kids won't, you know, doubt, you know, lose their faith in him that he can't win the big match, even though John Cena's won practically 99% of his matches lately. So.
Yeah.
But, John Cena, like John Cena said, you know, it's a safe bet to bet on him. In a big match situation, so picking John Cena to win this one.
Same here.
Let me see what other matches are there. Yeah, isn't there a Divas match? I think Naomi, Paige, and Rhea is gonna fight each other again. But yeah, Rhea's gonna win again.
I think it's just Nikki Bella versus Paige.
Is it?
Yeah.
Well,
it was just Nikki Bella versus a singles match for the championship, it was like.
Yeah, you're probably right. Yeah, I think Nikki is going to win again because I think they're going to try to make her break AJ's record. I mean, I don't have any proof of that, but it just seems to me, it looks like that's what they're going, my guess, because they're now mentioning how many months, how many days she's held the title, and obviously they weren't doing that, you know, early on until recently.
Yeah, I think you should retain it somehow.
Yeah. Is the tag team titles on the line also?
Yeah, the New Day versus Primetime Players.
Yeah, I think Primetime Players is going to win that.
Do you?
I think so, because whatchamacallit, you know, who's the name of that group, the other group? You know, Tyson Kidd and Cesaro, they were like the top face tag team, but Tyson Kidd has a serious injury. He could be out for a year. So Primetime Players has been taking that top babyface tag team spot. So I don't know. I'm kind of on the fence, but I could see New Day losing. But then again, they do have that numbers. I don't know. Maybe it might be too early for them to lose because they easily could have won. They easily could have lost in the Elimination Chamber. You know what? Maybe I might change my mind. Maybe it might be too early for them to lose. So, you know what? I'm on the fence with this one now. What the heck? I'm going to stick with Primetime Player, even though New Day losing is probably too early. Probably going to lose this guess, but...
Yeah, I'm going to go with a New Day retaining. I think if they lose, it'll probably be at SummerSlam.
Probably right.
It'll be surprised if Primetime does win it tonight.
That is true. And I guess lastly, we'll talk about the WWE ladder match between Dean Ambrose and Seth Rollins. I'm hoping Dean Ambrose can win it, but they're probably going to find a way to get Seth Rollins to retain it.
I would love to see Dean Ambrose win, but I think something's going to cause Seth Rollins to retain the title.
Exactly.
And who knows? Maybe the Money in the Bank winner cashes in tonight at the same time.
Good point. That's true. Roman Reigns can win it and cash in on him.
Yeah, that would be good.
Yeah, that's a good point. Yeah, he would return the favor that Seth Rollins did on him.
Yeah, exactly.
You know what? That's a smart idea. I think you're onto something here. Basically, you know what? If he cashed it in during the match, it would be a Shield. All three Shield members fighting if he cashes it midway into the match, like Seth Rollins.
Yeah.
But I would assume that it would happen after Seth Rollins retains the ladder match, and then Dean Ambrose
yeah.
might assist. But wouldn't it be there's disqualification, and Roman Reigns hits the spear and wins the title.
Yeah, it might happen tonight.
I think you're onto something. With that, any last words you'd like to say?
Check out my show IMAX Saturdays at 11, and come back here. Check out Sports of Legendary Sundays at 6.
You're the man. Check out both shows, Sports of Legend, every Sunday at 6. Check out his show IMAX with your host McCall the Master every Saturdays at 11. So I'm with my mom.